Fiona down in Cork, but between us, we've managed to sell over 400 units last year. In the last 5 years, we've cleared over 2,000. We've done over $1 billion worth of sales. It's working well, thank God.
Hats off to you. You have really, really nailed home. I know you've taken a kick in the teeth by a lot of people. That's why I love to bring you in, because that's what I've taken the kicks in the teeth as well. Yeah. And when someone is giving a bit of a kick in there, you know you're creating. You know
you're doing something right.
Doing something right. And I mean, if you've done over $1 billion of sales, you're really, really specializing in what you do. All right, legends, welcome back to this episode, Platinum's Podcast. We call it Platinum's Business Podcast to make it official and to make it really, really interesting. Now, today, I'm going to bring you what you've asked me to bring you. You asked me to bring in someone that's in the field of an auctioneer so you guys and girls can learn how to approach them. So I've reached over to my good friends, an auctioneer, and I've asked them to send me in their best. And
you'll have to make do with me.
They've put this man forward. So we're going to give him a good run tonight. And hopefully with tonight's bit of a business chat, that you can get so much knowledge out of this and you can re-listen to it. And when you're approaching an agent, you know how to approach them and you can build a set of skill set. Rob from Auctioneer, very, very welcome
in. Thank you, Paul. You're very good to have us in. Much appreciated. Thank you.
Yeah, well, look, you had to give me a bit of a script, so I'm going to try and make an attempt to read this script. This is your career in one box, and it gives the guys and girls listening in a bit of a chance to know you, because I know what's going to happen, which happens in all businesses, and it's probably how me and you met as well, is once someone gets to know you, they get to like you, they do a business with you. So here we go. Rob is currently a director and auctioneer specializing in the residential sales. Exactly what we want. He began his property career after graduating in the Masters in Real Estate from the DIT in 2016. From there, Robert went on to the commercial real estate. We'll probably ask you a bit about that today as well, because we haven't got too many experts in on that, which exposed him to all aspects of the property market. His experience, and he is well-experienced and well-respected as an agent in the industry, owning his integrity and his market knowledge. He's easy on the eye and he's a bit of crack, and I'll be able to vouch for that. Rob, welcome in.
Thank you. You're very good.
Only stuff.
Yeah, ChatGPT doesn't lie. So.
Oh yeah, we've heard a lot about ChatGPT over the last while anyway. All right, let's get down to a bit of business. Thanks a million for giving up your time and dropping into us today. We hear a lot about auctions and auctioneer and all these different people trying to set up practices and run around with for sale signs. And you see loads of new little names coming into the market. Auctioneer, in my eyes, is very, very unique. I think they've smashed the market. I remember talking to your colleague, Helen, probably a couple of years ago now, when they first started launching out and, you know, really slashing sales down. And I thought, this is brilliant. This is going to, you know, the old school auctioneer, it's really going to change the market. And now, fast forward, even from this year, from last year, he's really smashed things, really making an impact. I was driving down through Cork the other day and I was like, there's an auctioneer. I want to ring it in. There's another auctioneer sign. So it's nearly, he's hitting a lot of Dublin, a lot of Cork, Wicklow. Seen a couple of your signs over in Wicklow,
yeah,
Greystones.
Sure, yeah. We're trying to cover as much of the area as possible. You know, it's where the business is, we go for the most part. You know, we're Dublin, Wicklow, Kildare, up into Louth. So, you know, we stretch it, and Cork is a big a big hub for us as well. It's where the HQ is, it's where it started out, the dream. And yeah, it's going very well down there. My colleague down there, Fiona, she's been running it for quite some time now. So it's going the right direction, thank God.
You've gone from strength to strength.
Yeah, for sure. You know, when we started, started around 2018, Eddie and Helen are the two other directors, and their brainchild really was born out of frustration within the kind of the antiquated way of of doing a state agency, the cloak and dagger that goes on in the background, but also the costs associated with it, the lack of kind of adaptation to technology. So it kind of was born really from that. And it's just, as you say, went from strength to strength. Kind of when I started out, I think a lot of feedback from agencies was, you know, it'll never catch on, this online system.
Oh, it's caught on all right.
Kind of thing. So yeah, the way we look at it is, you know, it's an imitation is the best form of flattery. So when you see other agencies now kind of getting on board with online systems and things, it, you know, it kind of gives credence to why you did it. But the difference between, I suppose, ourselves and them is the rates that are charged then. Well, you know, the way we operate it is it's all in-house built. So we keep our costs down. We streamline everything really in the background. So as you're not paying any extra licensing fees for using other people's software and things like that. And obviously agents have to pass those costs down to their vendors, to their clients. So because we do it all in-house, we're able to keep our costs low. And, you know, everything is means that from the vendor's point of view, from the client's point of view, they're maximizing their return on their properties.
Yeah. And look, most people are selling the properties. All they want is value. They want the highest price and they want the lowest fees. And I think that's a consumer's choice if that's what they want and that's what you're given. Hats off. And I mean, really what you have done is you've gone in and nearly slashed. Like, we've paid a lot of fees, which I was talking to you earlier on. Last few months, we have paid a lot of fees to a lot of good agents. I'm not going to knock them. They are very good at what they do. But the fees, when you look at it as a business, we obviously have got big, big outlays to fees, and we're always trying to look at new ways. Again, we might knock into your the way you price stuff later on. But I mean, let's just take it back to last year. I mean, we always get this in business where, you know, some business is trying to come up the ladder, and of course you get all the bigger business sticking the boot in. And I've had it so many times, I don't even pay attention to any of it, because if you're even annoying them, it means you're doing business. And you guys last year probably had a bit of a record year. You smashed a lot of sales last year and
got a lot of deals done. I mean, thankfully, you know, it's gone from strength to strength. You know, when Auctioneer started out, sort of 2018 up in Dublin, 2019, it was, you know, very much a fledgling new kind of technology, new way of doing things. And then obviously COVID hit, which was a big dampener on the trying to sell anything. But by the way we operate with the online systems, we were able to continue to work throughout COVID. So, you know, we were able to still do obviously one-on-one viewings and things like that, but people were still able to come to market. And then throughout COVID, everybody was pushed into the online realm, really. You know, people who never thought they'd ever buy something online, let alone a house, were kind of pushed into that bracket. So it became, you know, it helped. And if you have to draw any positives from that period of time, you know, it really did help everybody embrace the technological side of things and get involved that way. And then this is now, you know, we feel that we're leading the way in terms of private treaty sales, the way we do this, the way we run the process with the fixed fee. Obviously, it's a no sale, no fee as well. We also run deadlines. You know, and we've now been doing that years and years, and there's not any other estate agency that can say that.
Yeah. And as well, you know, talking to other estate agencies, which never really liked me for a lot of years, they like me now a little bit.
Oh, God.
I don't know why.
What? That's ridiculous. I don't believe it for
a second. Yeah, I know. It's shocking. I can't believe it myself at times. But anyway, we're starting to repair them relationships. But again, they would have always said, oh, no, estate agencies is a personal touch. It is a personal touch, but it's also a business. And I think what's going to happen to a lot of older practices, estate agencies, if they don't come up at the times where bringing in hidden platforms and bringing in, you know, systems in behind the scene, you're just going to wear yourself into the ground. You're not going to be able to scale. There's no systems in there to scale. You guys clearly have everything in place in behind the scenes.
Yeah, I mean, that's kind of nail on the head, you know. You have to adapt to changing markets and changing technologies. And if you have kind of, as you guys as well, you know, like, you build it up from a level, you know, so as you can continue to grow with it. World now where everything is fast and instant, the kind of the old ways of doing it is more laborsome. It takes more time, you know, chasing people constantly for updates and phone calls and things. You know, we automate a lot of that. We still have, as you say, the personal touch. It's hugely important. for vendors and purchasers to know that there's someone physically there doing the job and negotiating and the back and forth and things. But there's a lot of things that in the background can be, you know, streamlined.
Yeah.
And as you say, process is put in place. So it frees up our time to do the actual job.
Yeah.
Which means that our vendors are getting the best value for their money. Definitely. Yeah. Other agencies, you know, respect for a lot of my colleagues out there. They've, you know, they work hard. Everybody does. It's a matter of work smarter, not harder.
Yeah. When I look at the business, and again, that's why I run this podcast, Smart Business. I love to listen to the knowledge from you, and I just allow these other people to listen into our conversation.
Yeah, yeah.
That's my theory on this. That's how I can justify running them. But it's a tricky, hard business. And I mean, it's not all estate agencies or all their flashy cars. Okay, the older crew are wealthy. There is no doubt about it. They've sold some smashing properties. They've made some really good money. But times are changing. But it when I'm buying something off yourselves, or I'm buying off another agency, it's a hard business because I could get involved after a sale goes down 4 or 5 times. Mm. And I'm like looking at you and I could be saying, Rob, how, like, and you're like, well, that's just sales. And I'm like, fucking hell, man, you physically don't get paid until this thing is closed. And like, I've been in so many different transactions that we've got it right to the end, and legals, which probably talk about later on, our surveyors for you guys, put in a showstopper.
Mm.
And you have worked so hard to get that from getting it online, getting all the viewings in, meeting all the people, dealing with all the bullshit, getting the bids in, getting the sales in, getting the customer happy. And then right at the end of the sale, something gives in. How do you deal with them type of setbacks as an agency and keep a straight level headed without exploding?
Yeah, I mean, nail on the head again. It's kind of part of the process. You know, we get used to it. You know, you have to have a bit of thick skin when it comes to it sometimes. But from the vendor's point of view, you know, they're selling their home, their house. It happens. It can be devastating. So
yeah,
you have to be able to be, you know, every time it happens, respond the correct way to make sure that, you know, your clients are looked after in the process. And, you know, you do everything you can to shield them from something like that. But sometimes, you know, it can fall through for a multitude of reasons. As you say, it can be down to, you know, if it's down to title or something, there's not a huge amount we can do or someone could have done. But if it's, you know, the small other things, a survey comes in with something that can be fixed, or we can work around it. Or if there's issues with sometimes people, a lot of people at the moment are, you know, trying to sell to buy. So, you know, there can be hiccups in their sales that cause things to fall through. And other times people just walk away. So you have to be able to kind of adapt to that when it happens. You know, you kind of, you have to be able to pick your clients back up as well and say, look, we're ready to go again, and have everything ready to go. In the background, you know, we always reach out to people. You try and minimize the fallout from it.
Yeah.
For the client's perspective, because as I say, you know, often they've, you know, yourself, when you get a property and offers come in and you go sale agreed, you start spending it in your head.
You know? 100%. Yeah. So, no, you're dead right there.
You could be 2 months, 3 months into it, waiting for it to close. And then, yeah, at the last hurdle, it falls down. So, you know, throughout that process, it's our job. Property is very much the way I see it. It's not bricks and mortar. It's people. Every person's reason for selling is different. Every purchaser's reason for buying is different. You can, you know, whitewash it. But for the most part, it's, you know, everybody's has a story behind what they're doing it for and why they're doing it. And you have to be able to tap into that and manage your clients through it and help them out throughout the process. So it's a management process rather than pick up a board and away you go.
Yeah.
It's a whole big thing on the other side. So when things do fall, as you say, sometimes 2, 3, God help us, even a fourth.
I've had one yesterday, which is a fourth, and I'm like, terrible. That agent, that is a terrible agent you have there. Thank you very much. And then I sort of, now I shouldn't be doing this. Well, like, well, I can sort of cash you out quickly. But anyway, that's why the agents didn't like me.
But you know, there's...
We are delighted to announce that this podcast is sponsored by Platinum Ventures. Platinum Ventures, we buy houses fast.
Hi, Dublin homeowners. Are you struggling to sell your property fast in the open market? Or maybe that deal has collapsed. Okay, if you're facing this type of a problem, we have the perfect solution for you. Welcome to Platinum Ventures. We buy houses fast. Any property, any condition. We close out them deals within 28 days. Put out the stress of having endless viewings and having to pump money into property only to sell it. We are not estate agents and therefore you will pay zero agent fees. Visit PlatinumVentures.ie today. Platinum Ventures, we buy houses fast.
You know, there's an expression, there's a time to do a deal.
Exactly.
You know, and I think that's very important. It was in the commercial realm previously, and that was very much the mantra.
Yeah.
Deal's done. When it comes to the mom and pop stuff, as we call it, a lot of the time, you know, your family home, things like that, there's a lot more invested emotionally in things, and people have, you know, sometimes they only buy or sell a house once, maybe twice in their life. So,
yeah, that's the thing.
You know, it's a big undertaking for individuals.
So just pull me through the process. Just for the people that are listening in, because I try and give as much value as I can. So what I want to try and do is take auctioneer's model as such. Me and my wife decide that we're now going to sell up this beautiful property here in Belgrave Avenue. On the back of the screen there. I give auctioneer a ring.
Yeah.
I ring into your office. I always get this beautiful woman that always answers within three calls.
Yeah.
Oh, she's super. She's ring. I know she's answering on the third. Yeah, like auctioneer always answer. Where some other agencies there, they will not answer and they will not return your call.
Yeah.
That woman really does. And I think, would I be right in saying you've got one other guy, is it?
There's a few, but Catherine's predominantly the face on the face on the phone, the voice on the phone.
Yeah,
you know, but yeah, you know, we do give her the weekend sometimes. And things, you know, shouldn't. The odd holiday. But
Catherine, if you're listening in, you're not getting any more time off. You've now been promoted to 24.
but yeah, for sure, you know, it's
and you will get like a follow up within a minute of her call. It's not. Like if I need to speak to, say, you, or I need to speak to Helen, or I need to speak to someone else in the team, I'll get like a call. It's a different number. And there's an arrangement set up for the time. That box my needs off. And
It's you know, as you said there, like it's kind of communication is one of the biggest downfalls within agency and property. I genuinely think there's so many moving parts and people that things can fall between the cracks. So between solicitors and surveyors and valuers and agents and vendors and purchasers, you know, so. From our point of view, we do everything to minimize that from happening. So we have a 24-hour return policy on everything. Phone calls, emails, everything that has to be responded to.
And good news or bad news.
Yeah. And that's it. You know, when we push, you know, we that doesn't, for whatever reason, come to fruition, you know, we still just make a phone call and say, I don't have an update.
Yeah,
even that is an update is an update. So it just keeps things, everybody... You know, as I say, it's a stressful process buying and selling. So
yeah, 100%.
Trying to keep people. But when you ring through, as you say, you know, if Catherine gets you and kind of takes your details, first off, she'll book in a free valuation.
Yeah.
So we'll after that, she'll kind of assign it to Elf or Lee or Brendan or Fiona.
Just shout out to Lee. I met Lee as well.
Yeah, Lee's
a local talent man.
He is.
He's sharp.
Blazing a trail.
He's going to be a good agent.
Oh, for sure. Yeah.
He's well able to deal.
Running the shop out in his office, based out kind of Santry, so he looks after sort of North Dublin and up into that kind of area. Brendan's out.
Then we take him back to Tala,
and then he comes back in the evening for a respite. Yeah.
So property comes in, Catherine deals the call. She'll like sign it over to wherever the agent is. The pre-evaluation takes place. You go out then. You obviously put your best foot forward. You get the listing. Great.
Happy days.
Then. The really impressive part that I love about it, and we only get to see the front side of the system. Obviously, you've got all these systems like Catherine all in behind and the phone calls and all these different things, which is a massive advantage against other agents. The setup online is just priceless. Like, it's so clean. It's so tidy. You have to have a really, really good photographer that has never moved from you because it's the exact same pictures. The exact same property. He does an outstanding job. His camera lens is always crystal clear. The photos that he does really, really pinpoint that sale for the property. In my eyes, he nails it.
Yeah. To be honest, we use two really, but they've been with us for years now. Gary and Tom, and they're super. The way we operate, sometimes you'll see on site, I was looking at one there the other day, and you'll get, you know, so you go through photographs and you see the agent in the mirror, you know, with the flash on or something in the bathroom, or you'll see there was one that we recently saw and you could see his feet. He'd taken a shot down the stairs and just his feet in the bottom of it. And you're kind of going, you know, if you're paying for a service, you provide a full professional service. So that's kind of the way we look at it. So the guys, they're excellent, as you say. They've never had.
I just think they really, really do this site proud, like really, really stand out. And it's really important that, like, especially when you hit a website for, you know, I wouldn't have been. I'm very, very good at marketing now because that's how we build our businesses. Mm. Telling you about ones we operate earlier on. So I think this side of things is like, wow, Jamie, this is really good.
Yeah.
It's really, really high class. So I'll run through a couple of clips. You probably, who's I haven't even seen the price of this property, but I mean, look at the detail you get. Okay. First thing you see when you get the listing, obviously you now take it as your business. It comes into the office. Mm. So you're going to sugarcoat that thing to the best you can. First thing goes up, beautiful picture. Then you give a full solid description of the property.
Yeah. So like it's all about, you know, information and giving it to everybody. You know, it's all out there really in the real world. And an old colleague of mine used to say, you know, estate agents are paid for the information they retain.
Yeah.
The reality behind it is now it's all out there through Daft and My Home and Property Price Register. So the way we see it is, you know, put it all in one place, let everybody have access. So we make it as clean and clear as you see as possible. So people can come on, they see property type, you know, the condition, the floor area, the BER, you can check the reports. And if you scroll up to the top, you'll be able to see the, you know, the guide price, the current offer, deadlines.
Okay, so use have gone out there with your valuation, you've picked the price to say, you know, I'm just going to relay that it's me selling it now. And I've said to you, yeah, Rob, okay, we want to try and achieve 375 and you recommend guiding it at, I don't know how it works, but I mean, you recommended a guide price of 375 to start it up.
Yeah. So actually, but kind of stepping back a little bit, before the valuation, we actually, before we even get to the property, we'll send you out a we call a market research report,
okay.
Which will give you a breakdown of similar properties in the area and what they've sold for. So okay. By the time I get there, you already have a fairly good idea of other properties. And a lot of people will know, you know, what the neighbors sold for, or at least have been told what the neighbors told them they sold for. But it's all, you know, online. So we, again, correlate that and give it to you before we even get there. So as you kind of have a range and idea of, you know, what we're working off. And it's all about comparisons, comparables.
And I'd assume agencies that are maybe going in front of you or you may be going in front of them. I mean, is all that the buyer wants to hear is numbers. And I'm sure you guys have to really deal with expectations here. Oh, well, I can't say names, obviously. I don't want to get myself in trouble. But such and such said, I would get 420. You're saying 375. What's that about? You know, yeah. And you have to try and.
And that's it. But that's kind of, you know, as you say, managing expectations is part of it. But it's also, it's more just being upfront. You know, like the absolutely a strategy of old, certainly adopted as well by other agencies still is, you know, go in high, win the business, and then work it out afterwards.
Yeah.
We very much go in with, you know, the evidence and the data that's out there that everybody can do. You know, everybody is a mini estate agent. You
yeah.
can go on Property Price Registers. You can go on Daft and My Home, go to the websites and see what things are selling for. So if you turn up with the document going, this is what the last 10 houses in this area have sold for over the last year, or apartments, whatever it is, kind of say to your clients that this is why I'm suggesting level, given the market, the condition, you know, the what is different between yours and theirs, you know, and as a starting point, we'd suggest X.
Yeah.
You know, and then it just gives them a bit more, you know, surety around where you're coming from rather than just plucking a number out of the air.
Yeah.
As you say, you know, like the people do come in, I've heard of it, I've seen it, you know, it's, you know, 700 grand, let's start at five.
Yeah.
You know, and
yeah,
you're kind yeah, of going, yeah. Why start at five if that's the case? The way we try and operate it is you go off the data that's out there, you work at that as your starting point,
yeah.
And then it's our job as the agent to get you the most out of the market.
Yeah, which is fair enough. And that's why I was trying to say to younger people that are coming into property, trying to get into the property to become a property investor. Like, look, I pissed agents off at the very start because I was going in trying to choke deals all the time. Obviously, their job, because now I give you set properties to sell to
yeah.
get me the most money.
Yeah.
But again, also, I think the pricing point is very, very important too, because if you get an agent that's going, oh, let's drop this down really low and we'll get them up. To get it up to where you want to go if you drop it low is difficult. I don't care what anyone says, because I've been the person that dropped the price low thinking, you know, I've got advice to drop it low and then watch it go up. And then really to the price that the property's worth, it struggled to get to there. Whereas if we would have taken the evidence clearly, watched it as a whole and said, okay, let's guide it here. And we don't have to get too far to get what I want, because that's what I need to get to make some money.
Yeah.
And, you know, if it goes through the roof, which property can happen,
yeah,
great.
All the better for you. Yeah. I mean, like people, when a lot of the time you're going, when you're dealing with vendors and things, I say to them, put your purchaser hat on. If you're selling, pretend you're the buyer of this house. And what's going to turn your head? What's going to, you know, cause you to come through the door? And if, you know, saying you want 700 for this, but next door has sold for 500. If you come on at 700 and put your purchaser hat on, you come.
Yeah.
And, you know, so it's that kind of thing. You have to play, come on at the levels and have respect for your audience, for the purchasers. They're going to do their homework. This is the biggest investment that most people make in their lives.
So yeah.
They, you know, they I've had people bring their laptops and open up spreadsheets and go through price per square meters, property sold. You know, they're educated. They know what they're at for the most part. So the way we operate is just kind of show everybody that's the levels that are being achieved from the vendor's point of view. The idea being come to market in around that. And then, as I say, it's our job to get you the most.
So Rob, let's just jump back to this for a second, because I think before we go into pricing and things, this is what really, in my eyes, where now again, stage agent might say to me, you know, shouldn't be commenting on this or that. But if they're going to listen into this today, brush up, because this is what people watch it. The photography of this is perfect. It's like just an imprint of each one, clear vision of the house. So for someone looking in tonight, making their first investment, maybe with their wife, or probably having a bottle of wine, they've gone home, they view the property, they love the thing. Well, when they log back onto the auctioneer's site, it's like they're in the fucking property again. I don't know what he does. So again, if you're listening in here on Spotify, I know you can't see what we're talking about, jump over to our YouTube channel where you can see all this crystal clear and live, and you'll get a rundown at the auctioneer's site. So again, this is what I really, really love about it. And I remember speaking to Helen about this, saying, Jesus, your camera quality is unbelievable. That's nearly when this big investment is taking place, or someone has their approval in principle in hand and they're trying to make their first buy, they can go back here and, like, what's the camera guy's name?
There's Tom and Gary.
They really have smashed this, because I feel like I'm in that property now. And I think for running through this property, you obviously tell the homeowners as well, because this is, people are living in this one, but it's so clean, it's tidy. You obviously have a good chat with them. You know, the photographer's coming, make sure we can really get the most out of this. And I think this really, really, for the auctioneer's site, it smashes it, because they can now see themselves in the bedroom. They can see themselves in the hall. They can look back if they're doing a bit of a price per square of trying to get a bathroom fixed, or they're trying to get wardrobes done. They can start to price this sitting at home and know exactly what that investment is going to look like once they buy it. And this is an old bathroom. The fucking camera still makes it look good.
Yeah, well, that's...
really, really hats off. If you're going into a listing, will you walk around the property and bring the customer on a tour and say, look, let's have the back gardens like this. Do you get involved in that side of things there?
Yeah, you do kind of, you know, as I said earlier, you know, every property's different. Every person's reason for doing it. Sometimes people want to do as much as they can to bring it up. Other times people kind of just look, this is as is, and away you go. But we always recommend, you know, it's like anything, on car or anything, you'll spruce it up. You do it to the best you can. I always sort of say, look, at a minimum, you want to be doing, you know, clean lines is very important, especially from the photography point of view. So, you know, just the clutter kind of, that's the word of the day, I think. But it's, you know, you just get rid of anything that's superfluous. And then it makes for easier photography. But, you know, you go around the house with the vendors, point out if there's things, anything that can kind of raise a red flag for your purchasers. So, small things I always say are, you know, make sure all your light bulbs small enough. You know, handles are all fixed on the doors, nothing's kind of hanging off, your cupboards aren't falling down, things like that. Just small stuff. that, you know, go around the house in a day with a screwdriver and a paintbrush and touch up. You know, they're kind of the easy wins.
And this is obviously going to, like, again, if you've got 5 or 6 people viewing this property and the 5 or 6 people want it, this is your benefit, not yours. It's their benefit exactly. to do these little things.
Yeah, yeah.
Have the property up to the best.
For sure.
Like, again, when we're selling, I am like an absolute nightmare because I'm fix this, turn that way, make sure this is that way. And everyone's like, oh, for fuck's sake, he's so possessive. I'm like, we're getting the best value. I've put time and effort into this thing. Get everything perfect. And again,
but it is, it's kind of, you know, like people say it as well. Property is, you know, you're selling the dream. Like that's the whole thing as well. Like people are looking at it. You have young families who are looking for their home for the next 20 years. They want to be able to see themselves in it.
Yeah.
You know, so it is that side of it too. You have to kind of, you're selling your old family home or you're moving on or whatever, you know, do it up, put your purchaser's hat on. What are they looking for? You know, and that's kind of what you have to play to as a vendor. You go walking into your properties, doing viewings yourself as a vendor or as a purchaser, then, you know, that's, you have to have that hat on when you're selling. So as you know what people are expecting.
So I land there today, me and my beautiful wife decide that we want to buy this off you and we now go home. So what actually happens? Just talk me through the process now, because I see a guide price of 375. So I know I'm going there. I've been to a couple of your viewings. There's always a good stack of people there. I'm probably saying to Tara, oh, this might go for 380. We're looking at our budgets. We're looking at our finances. Do I ring you with a price? What actually happens through the website now?
So, yeah. So when you, normally when people turn up for a viewing, they register obviously most of the time with ourselves. We run open viewings as well. So that also enables people who are speculative or playing their cards close to their chest. They can turn up at certain times on certain days. But when you come to the viewing, we go through everything with you. You know, as you know, we kind of talk through the property, obviously, and circumstance around your own purchase. If you're, you know, depending on your purchase type, if they're mortgage approval or cash or investors, and get a bit of a background on each buyer. So when you're reporting back to the vendor, then you're able to give them a whole sort of a bit of a profile on people too. But at that point, then we give out, if we're comfortable in terms of your buying ability, we give you what's called a property ID. And this links then the property directly to your account. Right. So it means that you can hand that ID to someone else. It won't work. It'll only work for you on your property for this address. So it means that when you make an offer, and to make an offer, you do so via the system. So online, so you'll see on the website, the big green make an offer button. It's very straightforward. You can log into your account. You click that button. It'll ask you for the property ID. So that number, the unique number that you get at the property.
After viewing the property?
After viewing it, exactly. And then you can put in the amount you wish to offer. Right. And that then goes live on the property straight away. Everybody's notified, registered for updates. But anybody can just come onto our website as we are now and see the top offer.
Okay, so at the moment we're seeing, so I'm looking at this one and The good thing about this is a beautiful house in Tyrrellstown, which you'll have no problem selling. But you've guided at 375. It's up 20 grand. It's not up 200 grand over. It's realistic. It's fair to the customer that's going in to try and the purchaser trying to buy it. It hasn't gone up by an absolute fortune. But I presume something else, like people aren't going to, if you put I like the way you put a deadline on this. If I'm reading this correctly, you've deadline for offers. Zero. Now, I know this isn't your particular sale, but you've got 00 days, 23 hours, 20 minutes, and 31 seconds. Am I correct?
Yeah.
So, in 23 hours, in 20 minutes, and 25 seconds, what happens? You get a fucking swarm, I'd say.
Yeah, well, yeah, you can do. You know, when there's no accounting for everybody's strategy when it comes to bidding or placing offers. It's, you know, some people will wait for the last few minutes. Some people will make offers from, you know, they'll be standing in the property with me on the phone or on the laptop or the tablet, and they're just putting their offers in. So, you know, there's no exact way to do it. I generally recommend to people, look, when you know you want to make an offer, if you're in the property or if you go and you have a chat, you know, make the offer. Again, when it comes to accepting offers at the end of the process, we present top 3 offers generally to the buyers. And go through them with them in terms of the person's purchase ability. So if they're, as I say, mortgage approved or cash and anything. But also then, because after every viewing, we've sent them an update, which gives them a breakdown of the people who attended, if they're repeat attendees, that kind of thing. So when it comes to the decision, you can go through your dashboard that you can log into at any point, and you can see, you know,
Paul and Tara have completely in full control of everything.
100%. They see everything we see, basically. So again, as going back to what I was saying, traditionally you paid agents for the information we give it to you. It's there, it's on the system. You log into your dashboard as a vendor. You see everything from all the viewings when they're lined up, how many people have attended, their repeat attendees. You'll also get a breakdown of the offers, who's making them. Won't give you, you know, specific details on people, but it'll be, you know, and you know, they're first time buyers, they have mortgage approval. They live locally, kids in the local school. They've been out to the property twice now. They made an offer a few weeks ago after the first viewing, and they made another offer after the second later. So you get a profile on everybody then who's coming, for the most part anyway. You know, sometimes you have 30, 40 people at a viewing. It's difficult to get everybody. When you get down to the last few, you get, you know, a full background on them. So it becomes decision time for yourselves as the vendor. You can go through everything with, you know, myself or any of your agents. Sort of have a full understanding of the whole picture. Perfect. So you can make an informed decision rather than just going.
So if let's say for argument's sake, this is towards the end here now and it's 395 and I'm like, great, auctioneer done a fantastic job. They came in cheaper than everyone else. They marketed it perfectly, got me what I want, 20 grand over, I'm delighted. And then you say to me, and I'm just throwing out a scenario because I don't know how this works. Oh, there's three people involved here. Number one, the cash buyer. He's at 380. Said no to. The bidding platform has brought it up to 395, but he is first time buyer and they're mortgage approved and they have their AIP and everything should go hunky dory. And then we've got one underneath at 394 is he has to sell a property. At that point, can I say to you, okay, I'm taking the cash offer?
Yeah. And that's it. Like with private treaty sales, you can do that. Auctions are different, but with private treaty sale, which is majority of property sale through private treaty, as you know. So it's very much, it's the vendor's decision. They can do whatever they can literally do almost whatever they want.
I know from talking to a lot of people, their phones ring quite a bit from frustration, and it's not the auctioneer's problem. It's the problem that the other property that they owned mightn't be like the one that they're buying, and it might be wrecked. And all of a sudden, the valuer goes out and they're not valued correctly. Now it's that they're going over value, or there's a problem with structure, or whatever that happens, and the deal collapses. So obviously, you get a lot of these conversations behind the scene, but you give that information back to me to make a decision that I can say,
yeah,
good job, but I'd like this one.
I'd like to go with that one. Yeah, for sure. You know, information is only as good as the person giving it to you, but it's everybody in this market has to play their best foot forward, you know, to try and secure something. So, you know, you have these conversations with purchasers, you find out their scenarios. You know, we don't kind of rule anybody out sometimes you have people saying like, we're only taking cash or we're only doing this or that. You leave that to the side until you have the offers on the table and then you make the decision. But it is, it's the vendor's choice. And, you know, 9 times out of 10, money talks. It's the top offer.
Absolutely.
I always advise vendors, go with the offer you know will complete. To complete,
Now, everything to this point has been lovely, hunky-dory, and this is where my business was set up. So they've come out, they've met their deadline.
Okay.
And me and Tara are like, fucking bingo, we got it. We now have a house in Tyrrellstown. Our AIP goes to the bank, legals, you step in, congratulations, blah-de-blah-de-blah, you've become an offer. We're in love again, and we can see ourselves in this house. And then the real pain starts, because now you have to get the banks involved, you have to get legals involved, and you have to get our good friends, Survey Boys, involved. How painful is that process? Now, you guys still haven't got paid.
No, that's
it. You're on to like, okay, we've got the sale. Everything's looking good. Yeah. Now, I know most sales go through, no issue at all. But there's obviously a certain point where you can get, you know, just when the banks get in and these, like, first-time buyers are great, great people and, you know, they can throw an extra few bob into the equation to get the property. But when you have an AIP, it is not, you do not have the money in your hand. And that can be really, because they'll go back through you then, and they can really put stress on, you know, people that are buying. You have to try and deal with them now again, and you have to try and get into the world. What is the most painful part for you? Is it the legals, the surveyor, or the banks?
Yes. It's part of the process. It's can't do it without any of them, really. Well, you can do it without the bank, actually, but as you know, the process, like, it can be legals that holds you up. You know, the first kind of protocol, you get sale agreed, we move to sale agreed with a purchaser. You know, the first things we do is advice goes out to the solicitors, and then first protocol is surveyor, and if there's a bank involved, valuer.
Yeah.
And you get them in, and it's a step-by-step process.
What would be the time frame? What's your, on average, because you guys have sold a lot of properties now, in your experience, what would be the sale agreed? This drops down in this is tomorrow, actually. So tomorrow goes sale agreed. These young couple or whoever's buying are absolutely thrilled to themselves. Monday morning, one of you guys will probably contact them. Or maybe it's probably automated knowing you guys.
A bit of both. So when that ticks out, so 8 p.m. tomorrow evening, that'll wrap up. Now, the way we do it as well is, so to give everybody a chance, it's not kind of, if someone waits for 5 seconds and puts in an offer, it updates by 2 minutes. So there's always a 2 minute buffer. So it means everybody can counter bid. So sounds terrifying, but from the vendor's point of view, it means, you know, you're getting the absolute most out of everybody, but it's giving everybody the chance, you know, rather than sort of people waiting for a couple of seconds and running off with it and someone's dropped their phone and can't.
I totally understand. Yeah.
But then at that point you get the sale agreed, sales advice note goes out. We're on to, you know, part of what we request from people when they're placing offers and when it's coming up to sale agreed is to provide us with surveyor details. So, you know, we try and get ahead of that. So it's when it gets to sale agreed, if they have their surveyor details in, then we can contact them pretty much straight away and get a surveyor out. And that's, you know, another step in on process. Similarly with bank valuers, if there's a bank involved, we tell them, look, you can buy your bank.
And again, the purchaser's paying for it.
And that's it. You know, the purchaser's paying for it. So, you know, momentum is important in the sale to keep it. And then the purchasers, obviously, they're investing into it. They're paying, you know, several hundred euro because of a grand between a surveyor and a valuer.
So now there's money gone out.
Exactly. So they're invested, literally. So you have to kind of keep that rolling. But, you know, you can get, surveyors can come back with all sorts of things sometimes. You know, the banks, a valuer might come out. It might be a property that's gone, you know, through the roof due to the bidding, and the valuer comes out and looking at you, how did that happen? And you kind of have to have a chat with and go through. And the beauty of our system, because it's all, you know, the digital tracking of offers and things, we can kind of show them, look, we had 30 people out, you have 12 bidders on this property, and the last 70 grand was 3 people.
You've got that data ready for them.
Exactly. And then, you know, they do look for the comparisons. Obviously, you have to in the area. But again, in a market where everything kind of, you know, year on year for the last 3 years is spent. There's an argument to be made for everything, even the really high ones.
Okay. So surveyor comes back and it's cosmetic. Couple of little small things. Vendor probably, because they're not dealing. I'm not trying to give them tools here to go in and fight and negotiate. But I mean, the deal is done, technically. So they come back to you and they say, well, there's a couple of small little issues here. Do you bring it back to the client? Do you just say, well,
it's a bit of both. Depends what the issue is. But yeah, if it's, you know, if it's small things, you know, they're saying the lights need adjusting or something, or the curtain pole needs fixing, things like that's, you know, look, it's, you're buying as is. If it's, you know, fundamental problems with the property, you know, that are being.
We are delighted to announce that this podcast is sponsored by Platinum Property Training.
Start your property education today from simply one click of a button. You could be part of the Platinum team. We have made this so affordable for everybody in the country. If you have any interest in property, there's no reason why you shouldn't be part of the Platinum brand. We have got it all systemized. It is right in there with rookies. You can spend 4, 5, 6, or 7 months in there till you get to a certain level. And then you can step up your way through the programs and you can really start to educate yourself. And we're here to help. We've got the best systems in the country. Click the link below and we will see you there.
Brought to light, then it's a discussion with the vendors. Yeah. It depends on the price that's been achieved. It depends on the state, properties, people. So everybody's individual.
So there's always a bit of talk.
There can be a bit of back and forth on it, but one recently and someone was being very geeky purchaser, shall we say, and came back with a big list of things, but they 90% of it was cosmetic, but made it out to sound as if it was something big.
Yeah.
And we're looking for a fair whack off, and literally we're going back to the underbidder.
Yeah.
You know, we're sale agreed at a level. That's what we honor. If you want to negotiate, then we have other options.
Yeah.
And that's as an agent, you can have to look at it from
you're protecting
your vendor. Yeah.
That you've been contracted to do. So surveyor out of the way, because a lot of people don't know this process buying a property. Now you're involved at the banks come out, the valuer, let's just say in the day he goes, yeah, that's what it is. We're happy to sign off at that level. All the paperwork starts going in, broker starts to get all their clients ready for close down. Eagles start to ignite. This is what really can. If I ever was to give up property investing, now I have a great, great legal team, but if I was ever to give it up, it would be the frustration of trying to get deals closed. Not from my side, because my side, like, that's our job. We're property people. We can deal with problems, but my God, trying to get stuff back.
See Eddie in sitting in Cork now going, yes, Paul, yes.
Jesus Christ, it's very difficult.
It is, for sure. Look, it's kind of, it's a whole heap of red tape. Again, similar approach that we took to Auctioneera coming to the fore was because of an antiquated system. The legal process is dated hugely back and forth, way it operates in terms of, you know, the letters back and forth and sending original documents rather than scanned, or, you know, these things slow everything down. It can be a very slow and laborious process. It's, as you say, though, sometimes things can crop up at the end.
As
you're trying to push something through.
One we're dealing with at the moment, it's a lender that's out there. Again, I'm not going to name names, but I mean, they are extremely difficult. We've got two great legal teams. My one, definitely for sure, is a great, great legal team. The girl that we're buying off, her legal team, are a great legal team, because I've bought property with them before. They're super good, super quick. But the bank won't release documentation. They won't release redemption figures. It is extremely, I'll tell you, to get one piece of paperwork out of the bank, it's taken 12 weeks. Both legal teams are really, really frustrated, because they know that the sale has to close quickly, because there's money needed for another venture that this guy is in to do. Hence why he's selling the asset, and it's needed, and they're at the mercy of the banks. So it's not always legals. It can be the banks, and it can be titles, and so they have got a painfully slow job.
Yeah, for sure.
But there's obviously a way of speeding that up too.
There is, you know, like there always is solutions to that from, you know, from solicitors when they're, for the most part, they're looking at the title and they're going through that to make the contracts, pull all the contracts together. When the banks are involved, if they have to, qualify the title to the bank, if there's any issues with it or anything, they see a legal issue, they have to tell the bank. They work on their behalf, basically. So,
and they're heavily regulated too.
Hugely, yeah. So, you know, they have to. The bank is the one, at the end of the day, paying for the property. You know, they're owning it, so they want to cover their bases. But the problem with it is, as you say, it takes so long for these things to go through. And often, you know, you totally hear stories all the time of people being requested for a final document, you know, four or five times, like, this is the last one I need from you, and you'll have, you know, your update next week, and then next week it's need another one. I mean,
you probably the same with me. It's everything seems to be a Friday,
Wednesday, Friday.
They forget about Monday, Tuesday, and Thursday. And it's always Friday at 4 o'clock.
It is, yeah,
and it's going to be Wednesday. Yeah.
And it's always closings are Friday evenings at 5:30.
Yeah,
you get an email from the solicitor. Everything's closed now. Hand the keys over, and you're like,
Now, thanks.
Yeah, but it is. You know, there's a lot of moving parts within the whole process, and there's definitely ways. As I said, you know, we were able to find fairly in the beginning, you know, the low hanging fruit, the easy fixes to speed stuff up from the sales point of view. But the average conveyance takes about 3 months. There's nothing to stop it from taking the 2 to 3 weeks. You know, contracts can issue, property passport, for want of a better word. If you have everything ready to go from the legal side up front before the sale starts, then contracts can be literally sitting with your solicitor. So when you get sale agreed, they can go out to the vendor or to the purchaser. And then
we've closed down in, I think one of our guys done a record deal in 3 weeks. I don't know how that happened, right? That was just two super good legal teams and they worked fast. They were two property teams and they closed in 3 weeks. I could not believe it, right? It was done. I done 4 weeks. My whole career was 4 weeks, 2 days. I thought I won a trophy for that.
Because
I've done 14 months. It's painful. But anyway, that side of the process, you obviously are trying to help in that regard. Like you've got, you know, I'm buying, I've never bought anything before in my life. They're selling, they never sold anything before. They're relying on their legal teams. You're relying, you probably have to keep nudging each side along the way. Come on, ring your legals, get them to get this. You're getting it in the ear from both people, I'd say.
Yeah, you do.
I'd say it's abusive at times.
It can be. But again, you know, it's born from frustration, usually, that side of it, because of, you know, other things happening that they're not aware. And as I say, a big problem within the whole sales process is the communication side of it, or lack thereof. So, you know, when people don't know what's happening, that's what causes your mind to race and wonder, you know, the amount of times I've had chats with vendors who, oh, he doesn't want it, or he's messing us around, and you're talking to the purchaser on the other side and they really want it and they're doing everything they can, but there's other things involved, the legals or the banks or whatever, and that's holding it up. So you have to kind of, as I said before, it's a management process. It's a people business. It's not just the board up on the wall and away you go and you get a figure. It's the rest of it. The hard work really starts when it comes to when issues are brought to the fore. And a lot of the times vendors don't know. As I say, they might be 20 years in their property, 30 years is the family home. And, you know, over the time, maybe they did out an attic or put on a bit of an extension over the garage or something like that and didn't really pay too much heed for it. And now they're selling it and the solicitor's looking for certificates of compliance and things. And they're going, what's going on? Yeah. What's that? So again, from our point of view, when we get in, and this is kind of this, again, the idea back to the property passport is, you know, you get all that ahead of time. You go into the idea with the vendors beforehand.
You're trying to kind of say, look, get everything.
You know, yeah, you need this, 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 and close your sale.
I was telling you inside a guy in Cork as well. That's when I was driving around seeing your signs. Yeah. I was like, whoa, the lads are everywhere. He literally, this guy has sold a few properties where he would probably listen into this podcast. We just literally struck a deal with him today. And, you know, I said, now, can you get there? He goes, listen, chap. You're a kiddo. And I was like, what? And he goes, I have that ready, this ready, that ready. I was like, oh, I might just break the record of 3 weeks. I'm like, fuck, this guy is sharp.
Yeah.
He is everything. Like, it would be a great world if that happened. And his legal team has everything. She emailed us 20 minutes after we agreed. I was like, this could be a record. I'm going to tell my legal team, oh, this is one of them fast ones. Be prepared.
Come on. Yeah, quick.
But obviously your job is to try and speed that process up and get the deal done, closed, get people in their homes is what they want. And you know, I'm from me being a property investor too, and obviously dealing with a lot of agents and all the fighting, and not that it doesn't always happen, but there's a lot of tension, there's a lot of pressure, a lot of stress, and then you get that phone call, Rob, give Paul the keys, done.
Yeah,
it's like, what the fuck was that all about? Like, why would I was all that? You get your commission, you go to your next sale, and we get a set of keys and we get to do whatever we want, and just all the madness has stopped.
Yeah, it is. Like, there's always one way or another it ends. 99% of the time it's with happy people because they have their keys, and happy vendors because the cash is at the bank. So, you know, and that's kind of the big plus that gets you sort of through it, if you will, you know, when you're doing it. And it can be...
It's clearly what has taken you guys from just popping up out of nowhere to probably one of the leading brands out there at the moment.
Yeah, I mean, there's...
You've cleared out a lot of sales.
We have, for sure, you know. Three of us based up here in Dublin at the moment, agents-wise, but we have a hefty support team and said Fiona down in Cork. But between us, we've managed to sell over 400 units last year. In the last 5 years, we've cleared over 2,000.
Shit.
We've done over 1 billion worth of sales. It's working well, thank God.
hats off to you. You have really, really nailed home. I know you've taken a kick in the teeth by a lot of people. That's why I love to bring you in, because that's what I, you know, I've taken the kicks in the teeth as well. Yeah. And when someone is giving a bit of a kick in there, you know you're creating. You know
you're doing something right.
You're doing something right. And I mean, if you've done over a billion of sales, you're really, really specializing in what you do. What a great platform to sell a property on, and you've got a great setup, completely, really systemized to the best it can be. Can we give a little insight of maybe you don't have to if you want to, but I mean, what is a typical fee now? I know when you did start out, you really, really like smashed this thing with the Ryanair model, the Emirates service, because it's clearly here, the service, and you've dropped the prices right down. Obviously, I've done the same in my own business. I've slashed prices down. When I see other training companies that set up, I'm like, okay, fine, no bother. Let's just cut everything down low, see what happens. And it works, because we give the service in behind it. So are we able, like, what's a typical house that you're selling now? Up to 300,000 is coming in around 2,495 flat fee.
Yeah, so we're fixed fee. We're no sale, no fee. So there's a range on it, but for the starting point is 2,495 plus VAT. So that's up to 300,000, and it's 995.
Yeah, because I jotted these down because I knew there was I would forget them myself. 2,995 up to from 300 to 500K. Yeah. Now stuff that I'm buying and selling, my sweet point is like 250 to 500.
Mm-hmm.
So a lot dearer houses too. But again, if I just take that point of 2,995 and I got a price off an agent of 1.75, so they are creeping their, probably have to put their fees back up.
Mm.
But let's just take a fee of 2%. So 2% of 500,000, 10 grand, plus the vodka, the apple, and the tonic.
Mm-hmm.
So that's 12,000. And €30 of them, correct?
Yes,
all in.
Think, yeah.
And you're saying you're 2,995 plus 23% VAT.
Plus the 23, yeah. So it's, but like when you say there, you know, if the other agents are coming in at around the 2% mark, that's their fee.
Yeah.
So there's marketing on top of that. And then there's VAT on all that. So ours is inclusive of it all.
And so, who's paying for these photos on that website?
Who pay the vendors pay, but it's included in that. So
it's included in the 2,995. Yeah. So you're not charging me another 400 quid to take photos.
No. We don't charge per photo or anything. It's the full spread, as you see. So, you know, it's not kind of, you can have a package of this and what it'll cost you. This is the cost of selling the property, and that's it.
So for €3,000 up to 500K. Now, if I was you, and if I was, well, I can't even say if I was your boss, because you are the boss now. But if I was the boss, I'd be like, get that fucking thing over 500.
Yeah, push it. But like, that's,
you'd be nearly giving the owner the extra. I'm only joking.
But like, no, look, it is, you know, there's, it's sort of an incentivized structure as well from an agent's point of view. We used to get a lot from, you know, pushback from other agencies. When you go to valuations, often people will have others there, or, you know, your kind of competitors will come and do valuation things. And one of the kickbacks that they would say would be, well, like, we, auctioneer, aren't percentage driven, so why are we incentivized to get the most out of the market? So, you know, with a structure like that, we are incentivized. But the reality behind it is, as you know, with any business, like, you want to grow, you want to be successful, and, you know, the
boards breed boards.
Well, that's it. And it's not the agent, you know, on the other side, when it comes, when you break down what they actually get in commission on top of the sale, you know, if they are charging 2%, for the fee, that agent is getting, you know, 10%, maybe 7% of that 2%. You know, it breaks right back down. So for every 1,000 extra that they could get, they only get about 10-15 euro.
Yeah.
You know, so it's not actually that big an incentive when you break it down. It sounds great, but it's not.
But for someone selling, that may be selling because they need the money.
Mm.
I mean, if you sell a £500,000 house and someone's getting quoted at 2%, my quick maths on it is that's 10 grand fee. Plus, let's just take out the VAT, because that has to be paid either way. It's 10,000 plus your photos, plus if there's any other little things popped in there.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you're at 3,000. That's a serious difference.
Absolutely.
Like, it's 7K in your pocket. That's your money for perfectly good job. And you got the sale over the line, you managed expectations. So for that level of things, and that's really the Dublin market is sort of, a lot of sales are in the 300 to 500 grand mark, and that's probably the sales that you guys like as well. I mean, when it goes up over that, you're not doubling figures or tripling them. I sort of see down in my notes here, you've 3995 from 500,000 to 700,000. You've only increased it like €1,000 to get up at that really, really high level of 700.
Yeah. I mean, when it breaks down, the fee at the upper end is only ever about 0.8% of what you achieve when you get to that level. So it's always lower than any estate agents that are out there. The way we operate it is, earlier, Boxing Smart is kind of the mantra. You streamline processes so as we are able to do our job, so as we can get out and meet people and sell the properties and keep it moving. Momentum is key in sales. So, you know, that's why we're able to do the volumes as well that we do too. In a market where there's so much demand out there, from a vendor's point of view, you're always going to achieve a good price, top price. And the people are doing whatever they can most to secure properties purchase. So, you know, there's works very well. Prices have gone up and up and up. Agents' fees have stayed in and around the same percentage. So they're technically just getting paid.
So again, I highly recommend you jump over to the Auctioneer website, where you can actually go in, meet the team. I have the team here in front of me. Also, you can price compare. There's a good calculator on the website for what you do. So jump over to the Auctioneer website. Again, I met Eddie, great man.
Yeah.
Great guy. There's Rob, the next side, the next top man in there. Fiona, which is obviously down
in Cork. Yeah. She's ruling the roost.
Fair play. Lee, which I've met. He's a Taliban man. Brendan's
out Blanche direction. So he's looking after our offices out that way.
Yeah, you've Katrina, and then you've Harry. I've never met Harry.
Harry, no, he's keeps that website running. He does all the background stuff.
All the brains. But,
Catherine, who you passed by, that was Catherine, we were talking to.
And then I see a lot of stuff done on radio as well. The ways are getting your brand out there, and you're getting your business.
Yeah, that's all aim of the game.
Rob, listen, it's been great. I love asking agents to come in, because for what it does as well. And just before we do finish up, someone asked me today, for people that come through my training, what is the best way that maybe someone going to approach to buy a house tomorrow, from your eyes, can get the attention of an agent without pissing them off? But like, if you had a couple of small tips. You know, I'm always telling the guys to get out and try and meet the agents and try and build a relationship. Not always going to be the first deal. It might be four deals down the line that you pick someone's brain. But for a young investor, say, getting out to you, or maybe for that young couple going to buy their first home, what would be your best tips to give? Three best tips to give them people to approach you guys?
From a first-time buyer's perspective, get out and get to as many viewings as you can, meet agents, talk to them, find out the situation behind the vendor, reasons for selling if you can. Go in with the idea that, you know, what you're willing to pay for something. You are, as I say, it's a competitive market. You have to stand out as a buyer. Sometimes be counterproductive for you as the buyer to try and negotiate in a market where everybody's throwing the kitchen sink at it. So know what your levels are, and go direct, you know, to the agents. Say, look, this is where I'm at. Is it realistic? And they'll be able to give you, you know, a bit of a steer on that. It's a good approach. But, you know, feel this again, when you're making your offers, make good offers, make strong offers, to put yourself, as I say, ahead of everybody else who's trying to, you know, hold back and play the game a little bit.
Would you recommend now, if if we were looking at that house for 395 today and me and Tara really wanted it and they're best put forward, because everyone knows that you're going to bring the price down a little bit. Obviously, that's just basic sales for, and that's not like, it can't, everyone's going to do it. You're selling your own car, you know, and there's 10 people coming. The first thing you say is, the guy just before he offered me an extra 1,000. Oh, fuck it, I'll give you the extra 1,000. Would you tell that young couple, or would you tell that person that really wants the phone, just to, if your budget is 385, just pop it onto the platform and be done. And if you're successful, you're successful. Don't fuck around waiting on bids to come in annoying you. Just put your best forward and step back then. Yeah, that'd be a good strategy, or would it be a strategy just to wait?
There's no book on it, but that would be my kind of approach to it. I've helped people buy houses as well, and it's been kind of conversations with them around, look, what are you willing to go to on this? And I go in then to the agent and say, look, this is my levels and this is what I'm at. Put your best foot forward with our system, because, you know, the online process and the transparency of it, you can see what other people's offers are and their best foot forward approach is. I'd say offer early is important. It means that your vendor is, you know, you're on the board early. You always kind of wait till the last few moments, only up it by a couple of hundred grand and like that. You know, it sort of drags things out a little bit, and can, you know, you as I say, when you're a purchaser, when you're a vendor, you wear your purchaser's hat. When you're a purchaser, you wear your vendor's hat.
We say that in the world of investing.
Yeah, you know, right. Okay. Yeah.
Step out of them shoes and go into the. If you're an investor, if you're approaching money to try and raise private finance, take your shoes off and get into his shoes.
Yeah, for sure. And that's it. You know, it's kind of the same thing. If you were the guy who's trying to accept offers and the girls, you know, you have to, the one making the offers has to be impressive.
Look, you have really, really done Auctioneer proud today. I know you're in charge hands there now. You're going to take this company up to the next level. I know we were talking back in the room. I think great things to come out of you, great things to come out of Auctioneer for the world of property sales. You're definitely changing the systems up in there. Any last final thoughts? Anything we didn't cover? I could talk for the next 2 hours.
I know. I'm still going. The market in general is competitive, as I said. So yeah, from your buyer's point of view, get out and get in front of everything. From our point of view, and from vendors, you know, you won't get a better service for the fee.
You can say that again.
And it's transparent. It brings a whole new dynamic and dimension to a market that's cloak and dagger traditionally. And it means, you know, our purchasers, even some successful ones, we've literally hundreds of 5-star reviews. You can go on the website, you can have a flick through them. Might take you a bit of time to get through them all, but that's a good thing.
Yes.
It just means, you know, a lot of, as I say, even unsuccessful bidders enjoy the process. Not enjoy, that's not the right word when you miss out, but...
if they go to a different setup, it's going to be a lot more misty.
Yeah, for sure.
I think that's where confusion does kick in.
Yeah.
Market, if someone wants to put an inquiry into you in the morning, just reach out to Auctioneer, and it could be, I know with sales, with property, someone could be just thinking about it and say, thinking about this today, I'm going to sell my house in Cork. I think it's going to be in a month or two. Is that like, how does the inquiries work?
Reach out to us. You can go on our website. You'll be able to book in free valuations via the website. We also have chat option. We're open Monday to Saturday. You know, you can log in anytime, leave a message for us. We'll get back to you, as I said, straight away. Catherine's loves the phone, we'll get back on to you. We'll set up a free valuation. We send you the MOR beforehand. And we'll go through everything with you. It's a no obligation valuation. So it means that, you know, we can come out, we can go through everything, have a chat, go through the whole system, how it all works. And if you're happy, whenever you want to come live, you can. And you can run the whole process, get sale agreed, get great offers, and then decide you're moving to Portugal and renting it out, walk away, and it'll cost you a cent.
Yeah. Rob, Auctioneer, thanks a million for dropping into me today. Thanks for clearing the air. People in my group have asked me to get you in.
Pleasure. Thank you very much. It's been great.
And we might get a market update off you. I'm going to try and push you for a market update every quarter if I can.
Do we? Yeah, by all means, for sure. And, you know, keep an eye on it. We get a lot of people who even just watch the websites as you see with the property there, it's closing out tomorrow evening. We've done most evenings, they close out. People watch the bids come in and it goes up and up and up.
Lovely.
Be a bit of crack.
Yeah. If they watch that and they're thinking about selling, they might make them a bit more comfortable. Sure. Fantastic.
Super.
Folks, for this time around, thanks a million for tuning in. I hope you got plenty of nuggets out of it. I hope now you understand the process of a sale, and reach out to Auctioneer if you're thinking about selling your property. And for any reason that they can sell it, we'll buy it off you.
only Fair joke. Play, all right.
What a great episode. And we will chat to you all very soon.
And a brief thank you to today's sponsors of our podcast, Platinum Property Training and Platinum Ventures. Thank you very much for listening in.